It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. And welcome to the day of the party for the Clements. I finished the song. You know, I said I'd write a song for them. I finished that. But I have one other thing to do before I'm finished. You know what this is? It's pretty heavy. It's a small rock. I found this at one of my very favorite places, and I thought I'd make it a paperweight for the Clements. So what I'll do is just to find a place and paint a C on there to stand for Clements. Yellow paint. Hope it works. Let's see, which way will be best to put the C? This way, I think. How does it look? See, we care about the Clements. Okay. And because we care about them so much, here's the song. Put this up here and wait till they come. The song is called We're Thinking of You. And you know, when you can read music and write music, you put down little notes like this. And then underneath are the words that you sing for those notes. I'll play you what this song sings. We're thinking of you when you are away. We hope you'll come back to us someday. Come back when you can. We'd love to see you come back. Come back. Come some. Day. We'll give them the stone and the song, and all of the things that you have sent are in a big box at their house, ready to be moved. Well, there's somebody at the door already. It's probably somebody coming to the party. It's Mrs. Saunders and Handyman Negri. Hi, oh, Mrs. Saunders. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Saunders.
Hi, how are you? Mr. Negri, come in. I have the song finished.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We came over to practice it.
Good. Here it is.
Oh.
It's called We're Thinking of You.
We're Thinking of You.
This is a stone with a C on that I made for them.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's for a paperweight. Maybe I should play
Could
it
you
for
try
you once, all right? We're thinking of you when you are away. And we hope you'll come back to us someday. Come back when you can. We'd love to see you come back, come back, come someday. You see, Mrs. Saunders and Mr. Negri know how to read music. So they can see that and just read it off. Well, shall we try it together?
We're thinking of you when you are away. We hope you'll come back to us someday. Come back when you can. We'd love to see you come.
As little, I used to hear a song over and over again, and that's the way I'd learn it at first. Mm-hmm. Before I could even read what those notes were. Mm-hmm.
I've got an idea.
What?
Why don't we pretend that Officer Clements and Mrs. Clements are in make-believe right now?
Oh, would you like to do that?
I'd like to pretend that I was there, too.
Good.
Okay, I'll be there, too.
Fine. Why don't I get the museum go-round?
Okay. All right.
See what Lady Elaine's doing. The museum go around. Are you all set to make believe with us? That Lady Elaine Fairchild and Mrs. Saunders and Handyman Negri and Mr. and Mrs. Clements are all in the neighborhood of make believe. Right now, Mr. and Mrs. Clements are visiting with Lady Elaine Fairchild at her museum go round.
Don't want you to go, and that's all there is to it.
But Lady Elaine, both of us have jobs to do in the new city.
Jobs, fobs, forget your jobs.
But we're going to like our new jobs, Lady Elaine.
Well, then you'll probably never come back.
Oh, yes, we will. We promise.
You promise for sure?
Yes.
We promise.
We promise.
Okay, then. I have a going away present for you. Here.
Well, what is it?
It's a pretend raspberry delight.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Lady Elaine.
When you come back, I'll give you a real one.
Well, we really like raspberry delights.
So I hear. Well, have a quick trip. Toot toot.
Okay, so long.
Bye.
Let's go see X and Henrietta now.
I know exactly what I'm going to give them. I've been saving it for days.
Meow, meow, meow. Have anything to give?
Shh, Henrietta. Here they come now.
Hello, X and Henrietta.
Oh, hi, Officer Clemens, Mrs. Clemens.
How are you?
Meow.
We came to say goodbye.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, I have this present for you, and in fact, I nearly ate it once or twice, but I saved it, and you can each have half.
Is it an orange?
How did you know, Mrs. Clemens?
My husband always tells me that you love oranges.
Well, you are right. Just a minute, I'll get it for you.
Meow, meow, meow. Orange meow.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Thank you so much, X. We'll remember you while we eat every bite of it.
Well, it's one of the biggest ones I've ever had, and I'm giving it to you, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Meow, 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 meow.
What's the matter, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, have anything? Meow, meow.
Oh, Henrietta.
She doesn't have anything to give you, she says.
Henrietta, I remember once when you gave me a kiss, and I liked that so much.
Meow, meow, kiss?
Yes, and I'll bet my wife would like one, too.
meow, would you?
Yes, I would.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, like my kiss, meow. Meow, first meow. Meow, 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 meow.
That was an awful nice kiss, wasn't it? Are you going to give one to Officer Clements?
Meow, 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 meow. Ring the bell first. Meow.
Okay.
Meow, 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 bell. Meow, meow, kiss for Officer Clements, meow.
Oh,
meow,
thank you,
meow.
Henrietta.
Meow, 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 feel so much better, meow, meow. Meow,
we feel
meow,
better,
had
too.
Something to give, meow.
So you got an orange and a kiss.
Yes, you two are so special to me. I'll miss you both so much when we leave.
Meow, miss you, meow.
Yeah, we should. Oh, there's Handyman Negri.
Well, there you are.
Hello, Handyman Negri.
Hi, Mrs. Clements.
How are you?
Fine, just fine.
Hi
Henrietta.
Handyman Negri.
Hi, X.
Meow, 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 kiss, meow, meow, Clements.
Oh, you did?
She gave us a kiss.
And I gave them an orange, too.
And you gave them an orange? Oh, isn't that a large, a big orange, huh?
Yes.
They're going on a trip to a new job, you know?
I know that they are, yes.
Meow.
I have some important news. King Friday would like to see both of you immediately.
Oh, well, I guess we better be going.
Does immediately mean right away?
Yes, it does, X.
I see.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Good trip. Meow, meow,
thank
meow, meow.
Thank you.
Meow.
Thank you so much.
Meow.
We'll come back and visit.
Meow, hope so.
Bye-bye.
Right this
meow.
Way.
Thank
bye.
You for the orange and the kiss.
You're welcome, Miss Clements.
Meow, meow.
The Clemens and Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as always, King Friday.
Queen Sarah and I have a going away present for you.
Oh, how royal.
If you'll watch closely, it will appear before your very eyes. I can't imagine your new home being without this.
A picture of you, King Friday?
And my queen.
Thank you very much, King Friday and Queen Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear.
The next time you come back, we will have a prince or a princess for you to see.
A great occasion.
Exactly.
How are you feeling, Queen Sarah?
Oh, I've never felt better, dear. Just wonderful.
Excuse me, everyone.
Oh,
well, hello, Mrs. Saunders.
Hello.
Mrs.
You?
Saunders, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Daniel Tiger would like to see the Clemens before they leave.
Oh, well, our ceremony here is over. You may leave now with our royal good wishes for prosperous operatic endeavors.
Well, thank you very much, King Friday. Queen Sarah?
We'll be back to see you from time to time.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Farewell, good friends.
Bye. Farewell.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.
Bye,
Henry. Farewell.
Bye, Mr.
Clemens. Bye, Mrs. Clemens. Bye.
They're here, Daniel.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Saunders. Hi, friends.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
I have a going away present for you.
You do?
Yes, it's this stone. I've polished it myself. And I've been saving it for somebody special.
Oh, it's so smooth and shiny.
Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. And I made something else for you, too.
You did?
Yes. It's a song. And I didn't know how to write it down. So I'll just sing it for you, okay?
Fine.
We're thinking of you. When you are away, we hope you'll come back to us someday. Come back when you can. We'd love to see you. Come back, come back, come someday. day.
That's just beautiful, Daniel.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
We're thinking of you when we are away. We know we'll come back to you someday. Come back when we can. We'd love to see you. Come back, come back, come someday.
That was our make-believe. But the Clemens will really be here in a little bit. I'll change my jacket. Okay. There's somebody at the door.
I'll get the door for you.
Would you? Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Beautiful.
Hi, Betty.
Hi,
Betty.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Where's Chef Brockett?
Raspberry Delights. Chef Brockett sent me over with these. He's just too busy to come himself.
Oh,
here, I'll hold it and you can...
Oh, okay. How's that?
Look at all the different kinds.
Don't they look terrific? Look
here.
Let me help you.
Oh, thanks. Ah. And now let's see. Well, you'll need two over there. And,
Now, the best ones for the Clemens.
I think these?
They're nice.
Okay.
They said they like all different kinds.
And?
What for you, Betty?
Do you have one?
Yes, we have ours.
Right. Well, we're about ready. Maybe that's they.
Would you get
Why don't you get your guitar?
Can I get my guitar?
Would you?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Is it?
Raspberry Delights.
Oh, my favorites.
Wonderful.
Where is he now? Where's Chef Brock?
Oh, this is just his busiest time, and he couldn't come.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, but he sent his very best.
That was very kind of him.
And he made all kinds of Raspberry Delights because he heard that you liked them all.
All of them.
Here, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Betty. Thank you.
Oh, really going right.
I bet you've been busy today.
Packing and unpacking and...
Oh, wow. But you're in a uniform.
That's because I'm still at the station. I just took a few minutes out to come over and say goodbye to my special friends.
This is a raspberry delight.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Chef
Brockett. Mine's jello. What kind's yours?
Mine's raspberry. Pudding.
Mine, too.
Pudding?
Mine is, too.
You know, he said he got it from Mrs. Platypus's cookbook.
Some of our friends are going to be eating pretend raspberry delight right now. The kind we made yesterday, Chef Brockett and I.
Do you have a place to stay yet?
Yes, we have an apartment.
Will you be going right into rehearsal or...
Yes, opera? I'll start... As soon as we get settled in our apartment, I'll start right away. That'll be good.
Do you know what opera it'll be?
Yes, I'm going to do Rossini's Barber Seville. I'm going to play the Count.
And what will you be doing, Carol?
Well, I'll be working in a magazine.
Hey, how about we do that song that we were doing the other day, Carol? You know, the one that you sing?
Is that Little Liza?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
Let's do it for us.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
Liza Jane, oh, Liza Jane.
everybody. I've got my orange juice and my cup, but I'm
going
to...
You're sitting right behind us.
Hello, sweethearts.
Yes, lady.
I hope you didn't bring that boomerang, tumerang, sumerang.
Yes, once you turned me upside down when I was giving the king a special aria.
Do you remember that time you helped me find my teddy bear?
Yes,
we were in
the
opera?
Yes. We searched all over the world for it. We found it.
Haven't we had some good times together?
Sure.
Yes, we have. It's really been special to have you in our neighborhood. I have something for you. Just a minute. It's a stone, and I found it in my very favorite spot, and I put a yellow sea on it for you, for Clemens.
Thank you very much.
It could be a paperweight, you know, something to weight down your papers on your desk.
That'll be fine.
I really like it. Thank you, Mr.
Rogers. You're welcome.
It's cool.
Sea for cool?
Sea for cool.
Put it against your face. It really is cool. Did you get the drawings in the box?
Oh, yes, I saw the drawings that our little friends made for us, and I can just hardly wait to take them to our new home.
Well, you know, they're here with us today.
Thank you for all of your good wishes, friends.
There are lots of them there, too. Lots from all of us. And you know we're going to be thinking about you, and we, all of us, have a song that we'd like to sing if you'd come over to the piano.
Oh, fine.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
We were even make-believing about it a little while ago. But this is the real time, so we'll really sing it to you now.
We're thinking of you when you are away. We hope you'll come back to us someday. Come back when you can, we'd love to see you. Come back someday.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Very, very beautiful.
This is it. Those are the notes there.
Can you sing it?
Yes. We're thinking of you when we are away.
Thank you very much.
Now we know why they want him at the Met Studio.
You will come back.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We'll be back to visit.
I hate to leave, but I really must be getting back to the shop.
Well, you're a busy man.
Thank you so much for coming. I'll say goodbye for now, but
bye.
I hope we see you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Right.
Thanks for coming and helping, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Rogers. We'll see you later.
All righty.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Good luck. Bye,
Vinny. Bye. He's a great neighbor.
Yes, he is.
I like this neighborhood. We've liked you with it.
I have to leave now.
You have to go,
yes,
too?
Yes. I hope to be seeing you soon.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
I have to go, Vinny, too.
And good luck with your nursery.
Can I get a ride with you?
Sure.
Goodbye.
Take care. Oh, we'll
miss
you.
Thank you.
But have a good time where you're going. Oh.
Thanks for your delights, Betty.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Give Chef Brockett our best.
Oh, I will.
Tell him how much we like his raspberry delights. Well,
it's been mighty special to know you. And just because you're going to another city doesn't mean we'll see each other again. We're very proud that we know somebody who will be with the Met Studio and somebody who will be an assistant to the editor at a big magazine.
Well, it was a very hard decision for us to make because we wanted to go and yet we wanted to stay.
I know that. That's the way it is with a lot of hard decisions. You feel two different ways about them. But here's your song, which says, "We'll be thinking of you." And here's your rock, which is for the Clemens.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye.
We'll be thinking of you.
We'll be thinking of you, too.
It's hard to let your friends go. But we know that we'll see them again. And you and I have friends who will be in another city. Somebody who is going to be at the Met Studio, and somebody who's going to be working for a big magazine. And we can think about that. And I'll be with you next week, but I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each week a special one for me. And I know you made it special for the Clemens today. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.